Yeah, I mean, I think the liturgy really is children's church. You know, it's especially true when you see people who've lost their memory, who've lost their sight, who don't know how to read. Children who don't know how to read, they can all participate in the liturgy because it's, again, this that the songs that are there and the words that are there are given to us over and over, and it puts it into the mind. So you don't, so because it's not new, contemporary, it's changing all the time. It's not that because it stays the same. It makes it very accessible for the children. And the children are always singing the parts of the liturgy much, much louder than they are singing the hymns because they're that familiar to them. And I think that we, when we try to constantly change the service, we are taking away something really wonderful from the kids. It's a big concern of mine, as I know it is a lot of pastors, that we have whole generations growing up that have never been in the liturgy. And that means that they simply don't know these great hymns and songs and Bible passages that the church has given to us as an inheritance. And that is not good. It's not a good spiritual situation. It's going to make it even that much more difficult when the devil comes along to tempt them to know what they can go back on. So when the scriptures tell us to treasure the Lord's word in our heart, when we go to the liturgy, we're doing that. We're treasuring the Lord's word. We're inscribing it in our hearts. And that has the promise that the Lord gives that it will never return void, that it'll always bear fruit.